Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house.
At which point you fired both rounds that you had to protect yourself, and you must take the time to reload the double-barrel shotgun. This is Joe Biden's nonsense, is what it is. Just, it simply makes no sense. It's like this gun law that Kara Spencer has proposed, actually introduced, and because in the vacuum that is the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, where differing opinions are not allowed, they're not welcome, they're all going to be like ferrets or lemmings, and they're going to jump off the cliff along with her with this silly rule that will never stand up to the law in the state of Missouri. You can't override state law with local ordinances. You can't do it. But she wants to make parks gun free. Right? Think about that for a minute. A bill introduced by Kara Spencer would require signs. Now that's pretty serious stuff. Explaining gun prohibition at all park entrances, parking areas, playgrounds, and sports fields. She wants to push the envelope by putting up signs warning people that guns are not allowed to be carried here. Because, of course, people who have routinely been assaulted or shot in Forest Park or any of our other parks in the St. Louis area were clearly the victims of law-abiding citizens who pay attention to signs. That's the nonsense of it that I want to drive home to people here. It's silly to pass laws that are solutions looking for a problem. The problem with gun violence in St. Louis has nothing to do with people who read signs. Do you understand that, Kara Spencer? At any level, do you understand that? The gangbanger who's got a illegally purchased handgun in their pants, if it's not sagging to the ground, they're the ones you need to worry about, and they don't read signs. They don't care what the law is, or they wouldn't have the illegal gun stuck in their pants to begin with. This is the nonsense about this. It really is. That you want to try to restrict law-abiding citizens from an area where they're more likely to get mugged because it's now a gun-free zone. It's just, these are the kind of things that make me want to... That's the sound of my head banging against the wall. I just don't understand it. And if I had Jeff Boyd sitting here, who comes in on the bottom line, he'd be defending this because we have to start somewhere. That's always the excuse. But if what you're doing makes zero difference except making you feel good, what's the purpose?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.